The Kalamazoo band Pleasant Drive will play Friday night at the Kalamazoo Valley Museum. Band members Jason Curtis and Evan Kincaid describe their music as dynamic. From song to song, you could hear influences like Pink Floyd, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Sublime, or even the White Stripes. Bassist Kincaid says this song, called EDG, best represents the band because it shows how much they can do with just three simple notes.
It's not the notes you're playing, it's how you play it. There's a lot of emphasis during certain parts, like it speeds up and there's more or less a disco drum beat behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still really doing the same thing. My strumming pattern changes and how I'm playing the root fifth and other things like that on top of the note, just to add more power.
But with catchy jams like this, you'd never guess Pleasant Drive had a rocky past. Guitarist and lead vocalist Jason Curtis tells their story.
Pleasant Drive started off back when me and Matt were 17, and she being seniors in high school.
Matt is Jason's twin brother, and also the drummer for the band.
We had another singer, our best friend Dominic, and he was also our keyboardist, original keyboard player too. We played some shows here and there, some grad parties, and then we all kind of split off for a couple years. And then back in 07, our bass player, we were still really good friends, but we weren't really doing the band thing too much. But he really, he kind of made some bad choices, and so we decided, I'm going to make an effort because he's my best friend, and I'm going to help him out. And so we started playing again and started doing really well with shows, and we were like, we wrote whole new set of music, and it was phenomenal. But he ended up passing away after we got the band back together for a little while, and that just all of us were ready to just quit school and just pretty much we're gonna go to the big city and we're gonna make it. Well, that was our mentality, and I'm so glad that we didn't, because we probably would have gotten taken advantage of and ended up doing God knows what, but that happened. So I was done with music personally after he passed away, because I didn't want another person playing bass for me. Because me and him had we connected so well as far as playing music together. But after I lived up, moved out to Colorado after that happened, I had to get out of town because I lost like four friends in 8 months, and I was just really heartbroken.
Stand up and face the frightening day.
After living in Denver for a year, Curtis moved back to Kalamazoo to finish up paramedic school. He started up the band again with his brother Matt, bassist Evan Kincaid, and recently added keyboardist Chris Kaufman. Though the band's sound can be upbeat and even danceable, Pleasant Drive still wears its heart on its sleeve with its lyrics, like in the song Royal Flush.
I mean, the second verse says, "Now the dealer has dealt you cards, and you look at them and you try to play your heart. But it's the heart of a fool, looking like someone with something to lose." It's pretty much like saying you're willing to play your heart out for something that you're gonna know you're gonna lose on. Like, what's the point of that? Man up, pretty much. I'm saying man up. I don't mean to just come off biased or anything, but they couldn't stand up to the daily issues and change either their environment or themselves or their schedule for the day to be a happier person.
You can hear Pleasant Drive Friday night at 7 at the Kalamazoo Valley Museum.